Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else when I try and get this whole mental health thing under control. Now, today I want to talk about pre-release for the Lost Caverns of Ixalan. I went to one pre-release event. I went to the Two-Headed Giant one that my local gaming store does on Friday night. My partner was my cousin, as he's usually my partner in crime. And I just want to say off the bat, I think this sealed is honestly so much better than it was for the original Ixalan. And I will go into that later on. But we sat down, we were opening our pools, and by the time I opened my third pack, I knew I was definitively in red-green. The reason for that is I pulled the Red God, and I know I'm going to butcher the names here, and I apologize, but it's Ogier Oxenil, Deepest Might, and the Green God, Ogier Caslim, Deepest Growth, in packs 2 and 3, respectively. And I pulled a Growing Rites of Itlamok in pack 4. So I was very much in red-green. So I just kind of gave everything else to my cousin, and he cobbled together this Esper artifacts list. We did great round 1. Round 2, he was, maybe I can drop a color. So he ended up dropping blue and went white-black artifacts. And yeah, we just kind of steamrolled that last game. And my whole goal was to put, you know, dinosaurs and merfolk and stuff into play. But the real goal behind my deck was to get Ogier Oxenil out with one of the 3 panicked altasaurs that we pulled, which is a 4 in a red, 4/5 dinosaur with reach. But you can tap it to have panicked altasaur do 2 damage to each opponent. So in Two-Headed Giant, since they're both your opponents, you tap it, you do 4 to them. With the Red God out, you end up doing 8 to them. So that's just how we ended up steamrolling that last game. It also did lead to me wanting to actually build out the Red God as a deck. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next part of this. And I just kind of built it with what I had laying around. Though there is like a list of like red pingers that I want to get my hands on. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. And I was honestly kind of sad that my financials are a little stressed right now. And I could not afford to do more than one. But all in all, I had a good time. So that's where we're going to stop off here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the deck that I cobbled together in a fever dream yesterday. I'll be right back. Hey, I just want to take a minute to tell you about my Patreon. I know times are hard for everybody, and I know it isn't easy to shuffle around bills and stuff. Believe me, I know that. But if you would like to help support the podcast and me, you can find the links to my Patreon in my link tree, which is always put into the description of either the video or the audio, wherever you're listening to it. It would really mean the world to me. Honestly, I'm just struggling to make ends meet most weeks. But that's it. That's all. If you want to help, the links will be where you can find them. Alright, and we are back. Now, hopefully, you cannot hear the drying machine going in the background because I can't do much about that. This is the time I have to record. That said, let's talk about Ogier Oxenil. Yeah. Deepest Might is 2 red-red. For a 4/4 god, it has trample. And it says, if a red source you control would deal an amount of non-combat damage less than his power to an opponent, that source deals damage equal to its power instead. When it dies, return it to the battlefield, tapped and transformed under its owner's control. And it becomes the Temple of Power. It is a land. It taps for red, and then it has for two and a red, and tap, transform Temple of Power. Activate only if red sources you control dealt four or more non-combat damage this turn, and only as a sorcery. So I feel like it's not going to be that hard to keep him on the field, you know, minus, like, exiling effects. But, you know. One of the things I wanted with this deck was going to be some redundancy. So, in addition to that god, we have a Phyrexian Horror. Solophim Mayhem Dominus is 2 red-red for a 5-4 Phyrexian Horror. If a source you control would deal non-combat damage to an opponent, or a permanent opponent controls, it deals double that damage to that player or permanent instead. So, if we get to a point where the commander is just too expensive to cast, we have this one to fall back on. And for one, and then two red Phyrexian, and discard two cards, I can put an indestructible counter on Solophim Mayhem Dominus. Now, before I get into, like, some of the repeatable ways to ping that I've got in here, I did want to talk about one really fun interaction that you can have with this, and that is Fear Fire Foes, which is an X and a red spell. It's a sorcery. Damage can't be prevented this turn. It deals X damage to target creature and 1 damage to each other creature with the same controller. So, you don't even have to pay anything into X. You can just pay a red to deal 0 damage to something, because your commander will see that and say, oh, hey, that's going to do 0? No, you're going to do my base power. And then it does that to everybody. So it can turn a single red spell into a board wipe, essentially. So I did want to bring that one up. But in terms of repeatable stuff, I found a Togo Goblin Weaponsmith. It's 2 and a red for a 2-2 Goblin Artificer. It has, whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, create a colorless equipment artifact token named Rock. It has, equipped creature gets pay 1, tap, sacrifice Rock. This creature deals 2 damage to any target and equipped for 1. So, is it fast? No. But, again, it's a repeatable way to just start throwing damage around. Another one of those is the Leyline of Lightning, which is 2 red-red for an enchantment. It has the Leyline text. If it's in your opening hand, you can begin with it on the battlefield. But whenever you cast a spell, you may pay 1. If you do, Leyline of Lightning deals 1 damage to target player or planeswalker. So again, you have this out with your commander, you pay 1 extra to dome somebody for 4. Fall of Cairn Andros is an enchantment for 2 and a red. Whenever a creature an opponent controls is dealt excess non-combat damage, amass Orcs X, where X is the excess damage. And then you can pay 7 and a red to have it deal 7 damage to target creature. Now, will we ever be doing more with this if we get him above 7 power? Yes, but for the most part, 7 damage can deal with a lot. Next up isn't one that's repeatable, but again, it does a lot of damage. And that's the Myosin of Roaring Blades. It's 5 red, red, red for a 7-4 spirit. It enters the battlefield with an indestructible counter on it if you cast it from your hand, and you can remove an indestructible counter from it to do 7 damage to up to 3 targets. So again, if we happen to have our commander super pumped up and he has like 20 power or whatever, and we just want to end the game faster, we just remove the indestructible counter. This says, hey, do 7 damage to each of your faces. Now we'll make it 20, right? Next up in repeatable stuff, though, we have Hell Rider, which is 2 red-red for a 3/3 devil. It has haste. And whenever a creature you control attacks, Hell Rider deals 1 damage to the defending player. So, yeah, it just, it's non-combat red damage that's going to get massively upshifted. Next up is Inferno Titan, the old classic. It's 4 red-red for a 6/6 giant. It has fire breathing. For a red, it gets +1/+0 to end a turn. But the thing here is, whenever Inferno Titan enters the battlefield or attacks, it deals 3 damage divided as you choose among 1, 2, or 3 target creatures and or players. So the best thing to do with this is target 3 things with 1 damage, and that those 3 things now take 4 damage each. Right? Yeah. Next up, we have Jeska Warrior Adept. 2 red-red for a 3/1 barbarian with first strike and haste. It also has tap to do 1 damage to target creature or player. Sir Kara the Bold is 3 red-red for a 3/3 human knight. Whenever Sir Kara the Bold or an instant or sorcery spell you control deals damage to a player, exile the top card of your library. You may play that card this turn. And it has tap. Sir Kara deals 1 damage to any target. Next up is the repeat of that panicked Altasaur from earlier. Not going to bother reading that. And then another one that was surprisingly effective in our last game is the Sunshot Militia. 1 and a red for a 1/3 human soldier. Tap 2 untapped artifacts and or creatures you control. Sunshot Militia deals 1 damage to each opponent. Activate only as a sorcery. So that kind of, that's kind of where the deck's going. But I also wanted to make ways just to get our power pumped up a little bit. So my first thought was, I have a Heraldic Banner somewhere, so I grabbed one. It's a 3-mana artifact. When it enters, choose a color. Creatures of the chosen color get +1/+0, and it taps to add a mana of that color. Armory of Iroas is a 2-mana equipment. Equipped creature gets, whenever the equipped creature attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it, and it equips for 2. Ecologist Terrarium is a 2-mana artifact. When it enters the battlefield, you can search your library for a basic land card and put it in your hand and shuffle. And then you can pay 2, tap, and sacrifice the terrarium to put a +1/+1 counter on target creature, activate only as a sorcery. Gold Vein Pick is a 2-mana equipment. Equipped creature gets +1/+1, and then whenever it deals combat damage to a player, you make a treasure token. It equips for 1. The Thran Power Suit is 2-mana equipment. The equipped creature gets +1/+1 for each aura and equipment attached to it. And the important bit here is it also gets Ward 2. It also has Equip for 2. And finally, we have the Ent Drought Basin. It is a 2-mana artifact. You can pay X and tap to put a +1/+1 counter on target creature with power X, activate only as a sorcery. So that gets harder and harder to put counters on stuff as you make it bigger, but it's a good way to get 1, maybe 2 counters on the commander without having to, you know. But yeah, that's just kind of it. There's other things in the deck that just sling damage around. But I guess you'll have to wait to see that when they play it sometime. That said, I'm very tired. And I would like to go take a nap. So, have a good day. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.